Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth, where we talk about the kind of wealth that money alone just can't buy. Yes, indeed, we're talking about a joy for living. Because let's face it, with all the craziness that's going on in the world, whether it's in the economy, whether it's in our relationships, whether it's in the political environment that we live in, isn't it an absolute blessing to be alive? Or at the very minimum, it certainly beats the alternative. So how are we going to make the most out of this great gift, okay? Let's consider it a gift. That's what this is about, where we focus on how we can be the best human beings we could possibly be, even in the context of making money, or just in relationship, or just walking down the street, just being who you are, and having an outlook on life where, you know what? Whatever joyride this is supposed to be, and maybe we don't have all the answers, with all due respect to whatever your religious belief is, maybe we don't have all the answers. You know what? Maybe today, maybe this moment is a great opportunity to look around and say, you know what? Yeah, it's good to be alive. In fact, it's a great day to be alive. That's what this is about. How can we be living a great day to be alive at home, at work, at play, you name it. That's what it's about. With us today, we've got a great guest, Gwen Mazur. She's an author, style consultant. We don't have many of those on the show. Hopefully she likes our style. A workshop leader, and wrote a very fascinating book called Wise Talk, Wild Women, where she explores feelings, beliefs, attitudes of a dozen women or more, women like Barbara Marx Hubbard, who I know personally. She's an amazing thinker, a futurist, activist, Dolores Huerta, Nikki Giovanni, a poet, and many others who are growing of age and into their wise years in this 21st century of ours. So obviously this goes far beyond Hillary here in terms of the surge of feminine wisdom impacting our world. And so we want to hear from Gwen what's got going on with her. We also have Hal Adler, a new contributor to our winning business segment. Hal was a featured guest here of several weeks ago. And if you hadn't heard that show, come to our website at insidewealth.net and listen to it. That's insidewealth.net. He is the president of a Great Place to Work Institute. And they recently came out with their findings in Fortune magazine, their annual findings, where Google ranked number one. Congratulations, Sergey and Larry. You know, and where it's really clear, and he'll share more today as well, it's really clear that having a vibrant corporate culture and being sustainably profitable over time go hand in hand. And you really can't have one without the other. It's even better than love and marriage. Okay, maybe not. I'm getting some eyebrows here. Suffice it to say, before we get to Gwen and Hal, as always, you get this week's heaping helping bowl of stew. Well, look, where are we now? It's a good question. We certainly are in time, right around President's Day. So let's go a little thematic here and drum up the band with a little presidential look at life here through the lens of Inside Wealth. And I also want to incorporate one of my passions in life, which is sports, which I absolutely love. And I must tell you that Super Bowl victory by the Giants is still reverberating through all my cells. It just is. For a whole host of reasons, primarily because it underscores that anything is possible. Anything is possible. This was David beating Goliath. This was, you know, one of the biggest upsets of all time. And all I can say is, isn't that cool? With all due respect to Tom Brady, Belichick, and all those other guys who are great on the Patriots side, and it was a fantastic contest and great end game all the way through. But the fact that anything is possible, isn't that the premise that this country was built on? You know, we talked about, it's written that all men are created equal. And that was one of the things that made this country absolutely fantastic and great. Even though it wasn't just the Bill of Rights, it was more of a Bill of Goods. Because we all know that back then, all men weren't created equal. Let alone women who weren't even mentioned. Let alone blacks who were not considered men legally. Or Native Americans who weren't considered men legally. So when you take a look at all of it, all men are created equal, may have been a little bit of a tagline, or maybe a marketing piece or a buzzword or a meme or whatever you call it out there, that really didn't fully live up to its potential. Which brings us back to the Super Bowl, where anything is possible. And why not go back to this core, which, by the way, is what Inside Wealth is all about. It is about all of us going into our core. And as opposed to taking for granted what our parents, God bless them, our religious teachers, whoever it is, our political leaders, tell us right from wrong, tell us the way things are. Inside Wealth is about going into our core. Because believe it or not, we actually have our own wisdom in there. And you know that. And that's what it's about, tapping into that. So here we are, President's Day. Nice, now it's nice and convenient. Get to make it logical. Do it on a Monday. Combine a couple of guys who were born in February. Call him George Washington, the guy who fought off the British with the swords to be our first president. You know, I cannot tell a lie guy. And then we have 16 presidents later, or is it 15 presidents later, the 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, where he keeps our country together, where clearly it was going to fall apart and it was going to be at least two countries and who know how many others if he wasn't around. And in the process of keeping our country together, he also helped to deliver more on that premise and promise of all men being created equal. So here we are now. Does it feel like we're at a crossroads to you? You know, here we are, we have this giant sucking sound out there, and just in the time that we've been on the air so far in this show, we've spent over $4 million in Iraq. Just as we're on this show right now, and oh, by the way, if I keep yakking, it'll be another half a million. Oh, there it goes. Okay? Which, oh, by the way, I don't know about you, but if you really were to prioritize what means most in your life, would you put maybe education for your children or your children's children or people in this country above that, or maybe healthcare above that? Are there any things, or homeless, or providing homes for homeless, or other things that could make perhaps a greater difference to humanity and uplift humanity more and help to deliver on that promise and premise of all men being created equal? Perhaps a little more than bombing, with all due respect to Iraq, a third world country that is actually younger than Paul Newman. That's Bill Maher's line. I like him, and I'm going to give him credit. So here we are on President's Day, and we are at a crossroads. Let's make no mistake about it, not to be overly dramatic, but we have an opportunity right now to go into our core, where we know that anything is possible. In fact, a lot of the possibilities ain't so pretty, okay? Whether it's economic, political, or what have you. They're just not. Where we have an opportunity to go into our core and settle for nothing less than what we know in our heart to be true. Not what we were told, not what we were taught, not what's in any book, not what's in any Bible, with all due respect, that has great wisdom there, but within our own hearts, in our own minds. And how can we take this country, how can we take our lives, how can we take this entire planet? Because it used to be a country, there ain't no country anymore. I hate to tell you, in many ways, it's one world, and we're all interdependent on each other, no matter how much we would like to think to the contrary. We need their goods and services, they need ours, it's all on the flow together. Let's get used to it. Let's make the most of it. Okay, let's celebrate it, let's empower it to the fullest. So as you consider now we're on President's Day, our Super Bowl is coming up the first Tuesday in November, okay? This is the game plan. Go into your heart. Please, please do it for yourself and ask yourself what means most to you. And then take a look at the candidates based upon your priorities. And if you go into your heart far enough, you may just find that who's going to create the greatest sense of peace, the greatest sense of love and kindness for one humanity, that can inspire us all to new heights. Maybe that person should be our next president. And with that, we have a woman, Gwen Mazur, who's bringing to us directly as an author of the book Wise Talk Wild Women, some wisdom from the feminine side of life. And this definitely predates Hillary, just so you know. This wise women thing has been going on long before Ms. Clinton joined the scene. Of course, she's always welcome to join the scene because we really can't have enough wisdom in the world, can we? Can we? I don't think so. And so I just want to get right into it, Gwen. And before we talk about your book, I do want to ask you, as we'd ask a lot of our guests, about success, because there's a lot of information out there, and some of it is misinformation. And so how do you define success?
Well, I've been thinking about that question, and I think that success is doing what you love every day, making a difference in the world, making a difference to those around you, and having the opportunity to not only be doing what you love, but allowing you to live well. So dancing in many ways to the tune of your own drum, as many of the women in Wise Talk Wild Women have done, has allowed for good things to occur in the world, so they're making a difference in the world, and living to their purpose. And I think it's finding that purpose. Why are we here? What were we meant to do in this world that gives us joy? So you think about all of the people who are plodding through life every day, working to make money, and deep within them is a peace that is not being realized, that is perhaps the real reason they're meant to be here, and that's their real contribution to the world. And that's kind of contrary to what success is billed as. You know, you're supposed to go out and make certain milestones, and oftentimes he who has the most toys is not necessarily happy, fulfilled, enjoying life. But in our society, maybe that's what success has been proposed as.
So in your own personal life, before we get to the book, in your own personal life, mm-hmm. what is your recipe for your success? How do you tap into this sense of purpose, joy for living, and making a difference?
I've been lucky. I had a grandfather who told me that I should fly as high as the stars, and that there was nothing that I couldn't do. Consequently, I really believed it. And I've been fortunate in many ways in my life to have done what I've wanted to do and had fun doing it. So I've been dancing to the tune of my own drum for a long time. Not that that doesn't come without its own challenges, because if you are living your creative passion, which for me is the most important, I know I came into this world to do certain things, and I've been lucky to be able to continue to do them, whether it's owning stores, being in the advertising world, being in the fashion world, being an author, being a consultant. It's been my idea of my way to contribute and to make a difference with men, with women, and I particularly have enjoyed working with women of every age and stage, and making a difference in their lives.
So, Gwen, is that what inspired you? And we are talking with Gwen Mazur, by the way, who wrote a wonderful book called Wise Talk, Wild Women. Is that what inspired you to write the book in the first place?
Give me a little more.
To make a difference in people's lives.
Oh, absolutely.
Working with women.
Oh, absolutely. Having had an image management company for years and being in the world of advertising and retail and working with women intimately, I became very aware of how media messages particularly have affected women. After, you know, we have lived in a society where youth is everything. And of course, that's market segmentation that gets us to buy products, you know,
sure,
at every age and stage. And because I'm so acutely aware of that market segmentation and the effect it has, I see young women at 30 worrying about growing old when they're just beginning to get their legs and really understand their meaning and purpose in the world. And I have had the experience of many women who felt invisible, washed up, not seen, and not valued. For myself, at the age of 60, I came down with my pneumonia. My mother became ill, and my brother was diagnosed with cancer. None of us had ever been ill before. My brother recuperated, And I began to look at, what is this business of age? What does this mean? Who am I at this stage? And that's how this inquiry began.
Well, that's a great place for us to pick up with. We're going to be right back with Gwen Mazur, where we all get to take a look at not only the wisdom in her book, but also answer the questions for ourselves. Who are we all at our core?